This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I told you he was going to join the show. We have a lot or not a lot going on in the sports world. We had the draft. We still have The Last Dance with Jordan on last night. Well, I had to bring on someone who's a four-time NBA All-Star, current member of the Denver Nuggets, Mr. Paul Millsap. Paul, how you doing, brother?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
How are you keeping in shape? I mean, I know it's disappointing for you and just, I think everybody in general, the Denver Nuggets, you guys are right there with the LA teams at the top of the standings and then no basketball. How are you staying in shape?
Pretty much just home workouts. I've been blessed and fortunate to been able to invest in myself, you know, invest in, you know, a lot of equipment, a lot of weight stuff, and, you know, got a little basketball rim. So been able to keep up with that, you know, in that aspect.
So you have the equipment, you have the rim and everything to work out. What are some of your teammates doing? Does everybody have that same type of access, or dudes just trying to make the most out of whatever they have right now?
Now, everybody don't have that access, you know. That's why I've been blessed. And, you know, a lot of guys are trying to figure out what they're going to do. But I'm sure a lot of guys out there got good relationships with people with home gyms or you know, rec centers or somewhere they can go shoot, you know, but continue to social distance themselves.
Got you. So what have you guys been hearing from the organization as a whole? We know some states here in the country have opened up things for people to go back and practice in. What is the vibe that you're hearing from the team and then the league? Or is everything pretty much up in the air? We hear that May 1st date, but we don't know.
I think they're working out the logistics on how, you know, how they're going to open up practice facilities, you know, come May 1st. So I think we're still waiting on how, you know, we're going to do that. I'm sure there's going to be stipulations and rules and probably how many people are allowed in the gym at that time. But, I mean, after that, you know, we still continue to sit back and wait and see how, you know, this virus is going to settle down and calm down and how we're going to continue to try to resume play.
Talking with four-time NBA All-Star Paul Millsap. Paul, like I said, you guys were starting to roll and get healthy with the Nuggets. How do you feel about this season and where it was going, especially as you could potentially go into free agency?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you know, we were, you know, besides the last game we lost, you know, we were finding ourselves. You know, I was getting my legs back, you know, coming off ankle injury and, you know, feeling good, getting back in a good rhythm. And I felt like that was going to be the time where we take off and, you know, come down the stretch run, you know, try to peak at that time. But things happened, you know, the virus happened, and now, you know, we were forced to take a break, take a rest. But I still feel pretty good about it. You know, I think we're going to play, and when we do, you know, I think that our team has a really good chance, you know, seeing how we've been together the longest and our chemistry, you know, shouldn't take long for us to get back gel together.
Got you. Now, from your perspective, before everything pretty much has come to a close, we know you guys have to get into shape. You said everybody right now has their own different capabilities as to how to stay in shape. What do you think is the best-case scenario to get the season rolling? Is it going to one city in particular, like a Vegas? Is it going straight to a playoffs? Is it several games? Does every team need to be back involved? What are you thinking?
you know, I'm thinking I'm gonna leave it up to those guys to figure out the logistics. To be honest with you, I mean, it's a lot to think about, man. You know, I think the season was 6 weeks, and if we can isolate ourselves, you know, I don't think anybody wants to be away from their family from 6 weeks, especially during this time. You know, so trying to get everybody, you know, at a neutral site and play it out. Yeah, but you know, I'm gonna just be ready when the time comes, if the time comes, and just leave that up to those guys to figure things out on that end.
Hey, Paul Millsap, my man, you just ready to go out and ball, huh? Don't matter. Just ready to ball. Let them worry about it.
At the end of the day, I'm a hooper, man, and I try to do and stick to what I'm good at and what I can do. You know, that's hoop. So to stay, I'm going to keep myself ready, keep myself in shape.
I hear that, no doubt about it. We're talking with four-time NBA All-Star Paul Millsap. Besides basketball being paused on the court, you said you try to stick with something that you're good at. You're also an amazing golfer. You've also connected with the PGA. A lot of people don't know that. What is your relationship with the PGA right now? And when things get back to whatever normal is going to be, what are y'all all working on together?
Well, we come together and orchestrated the PGA Works, you know, which is to help, you know, diversify the game of golf and any different aspects, whether that's on the field or in the back office or wherever it's at. You know, I think there's there's an opportunity there that a lot of minorities don't realize and don't really understand and get. So trying to open that avenue up for a lot of people who don't understand it and know about it so we can get more diversity in the game of golf.
I appreciate that. Shout-outs to you for working on PGA Works. We could definitely use diversity in golf and a whole lot of other places. So how did you get involved or hooked up with the folks at the PGA?
Well, just through the connections and through, you know, me playing golf over the past, you know, 6-7 years and getting into it and, you know, really understanding the dynamic of the game of golf and, you know, how I can be an influence in that field. And, you know, the PGA Works, you know, PGA of America came to me and put an offer and asked if I would be their ambassador. And the two kind of merged, and it seemed like a really good situation to be in.
Hey, it's a beautiful thing, Paul. You know, when things get back to normal, I gotta try my swings, but I'm going to let your workout ahead of me because I suck.
Man, I mean, everybody suck at the beginning, man. It's just what it is. Golf is a tough sport. Just like any other sport, it's pretty tough. You know, it just takes a lot of practice and a lot of determination to really get through it.
All right, four-time NBA All-Star Paul Millsap on the line. No sports, not active. Have you been watching and keeping up with the Jordan documentary with the Bulls, The Last Dance?
Absolutely, man. I've been locked in. You know, get a glass of wine. Last night I had some brownies and ice cream. You know, so I was locked in. Man, it's an unbelievable documentary that they're doing.
What are your thoughts? I think a lot of aspects of I think a lot of aspects and memories get lost, and I think this is an amazing documentary. What are your thoughts on Dennis Rodman as a player? You know, this is someone hit me up last week, and I kind of had to lose my mind a little bit. Someone said that, you know, Draymond Green, for all he's worth, is comparable to Dennis Rodman, and I had to go, they're two totally different players. So when you watch the documentary, what have you thought about someone like a Dennis Rodman and how some of those players could fit in where you're playing today?
Pretty much the ultimate, you know, role player. You know, I think the game of basketball has changed so much since then. Now guys are being able to, you know, not only just rebound, but pass, shoot, dribble. But Dennis Rodman was a specialist. You know, there's not a lot of specialists, you know, in our game today. You know, there's a lot of, you know, well-rounded guys, a lot of well-rounded players, but not just specialists. You know, he was a specialist at rebounding, and I think, you know, he played the role of being that and being the intimidator. And every winning team, you know, has a guy like that who's willing to do the dirty work and, you know, intimidate and pretty much throw his body out there on the line and sacrifice for the team.
And this is something that you've seen over your NBA career. You've been a part of the change as well. I mean, just straight coming out from Louisiana Tech and leading basically the world in rebounding and then adding the passing. And you became more of than just the dude who's labeled a defender. From your perspective, is that how the NBA is going to continue to change? Or do you think in another 10 years, 15 years, we might see it cycled back where we see more specialized skill sets?
I think that's definitely where the league is at and where it's going and headed. You know, every position, you know, just being a position, you know, every position being able being skilled at that, you know, dribbling, passing, shooting. I think a lot of young guys now are working on, you know, every aspect of the game now, you know. Until there's a, in my opinion, until there's a super dominant, you know, center who comes in and, you know, whether it be low post or an extreme rebounder, come in and change the game and win doing that, that's when you'll see the shift and the change happen. But until then, too many teams winning by having no positions and everybody out there being able to dribble, pass, and shoot.
We're basically going to have to see the evolution of Shaq before we see basketball move back into the post.
Yeah, pretty much, pretty much. And but the evolution of Shaq, but also the evolution of winning with a player like that and focused around that, you know, that's what's got to happen. You got to win, you know, or else it doesn't really mean anything.
Hey, at the end of the day, it's all about the wins. Four-time NBA All-Star Paul Millsap is on the line, current Denver Nugget. Now, we spoke about the Jordan Last Dance doc, and then you coming into the league at around, like, 2006. You played against, you defended against a Kobe Bryant, someone who modeled his game after Jordan. You know, what is your fondest or not fondest memory, especially on the court, in dealing with Kobe and what he brought to every single game?
Well, I mean, just watching them on TV, guys like Jordan, Kobe, when the bright lights come on, you know, it was hard to root against them. You know, you just knew, you know, at some point, even when they're losing, that they're going to come back and win a game. But, you know, playing against Kobe in the Western Conference for many years and battling, you know, I think my second year he put us out of the playoffs, you know, Eastern Conference Finals. You know, and they were always the team we had to go against and go and compete against to try to get through, but never could really do that. So, you know, he's always was the staple and always was the guy to, you know, orchestrate that team and their runs. And, you know, sitting back watching them from, you know, the bench or even playing against him on the court, and it was something special to watch because he had no flaws, you know, in his game.
Nah, he was amazing to watch. I know we have footage that Kobe shot from his last season. It's going to be real interesting as to how that comes out. Do you have one particular memory that stood out when you guys had to face the Lakers and him?
Not one particular memory. You know, multiple times. You know, he watched me. He's been watching me. That's the thing about great players like that. You know, they don't just watch Trace. They watch everybody. And he watched my growth over the years, you know, playing me, and you know, he always commented me on how much better I've gotten from year to year. And a special moment that happened, you know, my first All-Star game, you know, in New Orleans. You know, he walked up to me. He was injured at the All-Star game, and he walked up to me, looked at me, shook my hand, shook his head, you know, and I don't know what type of look it was, but it felt like okay, you finally made it. And, you know, to get that from him, man, it was a special moment for me.
That's cool. Paul Millsap, four-time NBA All-Star, current Denver Nugget. It's interesting, a few times that I met Kobe, he pretty much would say the same thing. It's amazing what you've done. And, you know, I know he's passed that on and shared that to a lot of folks. You know, Paul, here with no basketball, you have obviously had a solid career, all-star career, and have moved into other elements of business. You have a top-flight basketball facility, Core 4, in Atlanta. You have all these other interests, whether it's work with PGA Works. How are you rounding out, or how have you been able to really take a good look at everything you're involved in while we've had this pause on basketball?
Well, for me, it's just getting a routine and sticking to it. Being able to be present in all those aspects and also be present, you know, at home, you know, with my kids and my family. It's been amazing. It's a task, you know, but learning how to just be present, you know, helps a lot.
Understand it. We've been chatting with NBA All-Star Denver Nugget Paul Millsap. Paul, where can people keep up with you online and all the things you're working on and doing? I see you've been real popular on TikTok now too, huh? Doing magic?
I do a lot of few things, man. Just you know, when boredom strikes, you know, you'll find things to do. And a few things that interest me is, you know, magic, you know, field of dance stuff. But you can find me on any social network at Paul Millsap 4. But yeah, I mean, trying to pick up my social media game, man, is also been a task in itself. But you know, just learning and trying to keep up with the wave.
I could dig it. Now listen, Paul Millsap the magician, I got a request. You ready?
Yep.
You just need to make the coronavirus disappear, bro.
And if my magic tricks were that powerful, I promise you, that would have been over with. It would have been over with. I can't control it, man, but it's all good.
No doubt about it. We've been chatting up with NBA All-Star Denver Nugget Paul Millsap. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.